Hi, I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO here at Western Health. Welcome to the COVID catch-ups. These are sessions where I get to catch up with small groups of staff from across Western Health in a slightly different way to normal. We ask some questions, we have some fun, answer some questions, and hopefully just have a good conversation. So good morning, everyone. We're doing another one of the COVID catch-up series, and today we've got an interpreting team with us, or members, I should say, sorry, of the interpreting team. So we'll go around and meet the team that you've got with us today. So Lynn, we'll start with yourself.
I'm Lynn Bongiovanni and I'm the Manager of Language Services at Western Health.
Thanks, Lynn. Fong?
Yes, so my name is Fong Nguyen. I'm the Vietnamese interpreter within the Language Services.
And Fong's clearly very happy to be here, very, very jovial. Lily, next.
Hi, my name is Lily Blazevska. I'm the one and only Macedonian interpreter in our department.
Wow, the one, that's super special.
It is.
So thanks, guys, for giving up your time and joining me today to do this, and hopefully it'll be a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. I want to stay up front, first and foremost, thank you hugely for the great work that the interpreting service does across Western Health. It's often, you know, doing great work behind the scenes, but it's always known about and acknowledged. So we couldn't function without the work that you guys do day in, day out behind the scenes, because a lot of our population come from all sorts of parts of the world. 169 different languages are spoken in our catchment. So, and a lot of those, English is not a first language. So it's a huge amount of that care journey that your teams provide. So huge thank you for doing that and for continuing to come to work during the pandemic and still provide that much needed interface for patients and clinical members of staff and family members too. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Today, hopefully, is a bit of fun. We'll cover some questions, and if you're feeling brave, by all means, throw some back the other way. We'll see how it goes, I'm sure. But we'll start with a really nice, gentle one. And Fong, I'll pick on you because you're in the eye line first. So how's it gone for you across what's been an interesting sort of 4 months? And, you know, we've had some anxieties and some changes and some challenges. So how are you, as an interpreter and as part of the interpreting team, handling that sort of constant change and the COVID?
Yes, Russell, like everybody else in our hospital system, in our Western Health, we're facing a whole brand new world that we probably never thought is possible. Like all of a sudden, everything is just no more face-to-face, and we separate from our colleagues. We got Team A and Team B. Team B is in Sunshine, and we are in first grade. We usually interchange, but then now that's not possible. And one of the biggest challenges and changes is that we cannot see the professional, the doctor, as well as the patient face-to-face like we used to.
Yeah.
And that's put up, we as an interpreter, all of a sudden we have to change the whole ways of interpreting, if you like, and the technology as well on top of that, Zoom and other technology we have to get used to. So a lot of all new world, but then we realize we are part of the whole team that everyone faced every challenge from CEO right down to the cleaner, to the security guards, and then all of that, and the patient. So, it has been a roller coaster, if you like.
A lot of new
learnings and discovery. And also, at time, we feel a little bit, sometimes doubt sometimes because it just had been going on and no end inside. But it was good. It was something that I think different, and I'm glad that we survived so far.
Well, me too. Lily, how about yourself? You're the only Macedonian interpreter, and therefore, you know, two sites. How have you managed to split yourself in
three
half?
Three sites.
Four, actually, if you count Sunbury.
Sunbury has always been on the phone, so that's not too different because it's mainly theatre bookings that's quite short. Williamstown has been a challenge because most of the patient or most of the Macedonian community patients are elderly.
Yes.
And they go there for rehab. So especially the other week when we had a lady that was profoundly deaf, there were some issues in the family. So doing it on the phone, actually she was here at Footscray first. And when they said, we're transferring her to Williamstown, I thought, this is not going to work.
It's going to make my life really hard.
Well, it made their life really hard. But we worked around and we found a solution and it did happen, yes. Yeah. It has been a challenge for all of us. As Fong said, we're surviving. Probably the biggest problem is being separated from our colleagues at Sunshine. We're one very big, happy team and we miss each other. We do have our little Viber group that we keeping in touch through. But yeah,
that's right. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lynn, the manager of language services, you get the tough gig to try and coordinate, you know, now a disparate service across camps that are not physically together anymore. So how's it been for you across the COVID period?
That's been the most difficult part of it for me. Mm-hmm. As Lily said, we're quite a united team, and not being able to see everyone, including myself, because I'm based here at Footscray, that's been really difficult. We have our morning huddle through video.
Right.
So we do that. I've been trying really hard to keep up the spirits. Mm-hmm. I know that the interpreters are really unhappy, if I could say that, about, you know, doing telephone interpreting, not seeing their patients.
Challenged.
Valid challenge, yeah. And, because I'm in the office with them, we have a small office, I hear the telephone interpreting. I've done some telephone interpreting because I'm also an interpreter.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
I was going to say, it'd be a very different environment to what you're used to on the wards with family or in clinical areas.
It really is, but everyone knows. Well, we had some grumblings at the start from some of the professionals, but I think what's fantastic about it is the communications we've had from yourself and all of Western Health. So now everyone's in it together. Everybody understands.
Yeah.
Before we even say, can we do this on the phone, they say it's fine to use the phone. So I think everyone's...
People are adapting.
We're really, in it together. We've had great directions from yourself, from Tash, and so... You know, we're going ahead as though we've always done this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're so used to it, we've forgotten what we used to do.
Yeah, well, that's a worry at one level, but great that you've adapted to that point. How, you know, we've been through this kind of roller coaster, as Fong said, of, you know, reactions and emotions, I'm sure, from the very heady days of sort of, you know, middle of March onwards when the worldwide press was everywhere and we thought, oh, we're coming. Mm. Yeah, it didn't quite blow up. Yeah. The restrictions started to relax, and the last couple of days they've back again. Yeah. So how are people, how are you all coping with that sort of sudden change?
Yeah, we just said, oh no, not again. And particularly when some of our colleagues, they live in the affected areas, and now we've been talking about how we've gone through this. But fortunately, we are essential services, so Lynn said, just bring your badge home and bring your badge with you. And hopefully, I think Lynn had to go through three areas of lockdown, so she will be stopped more often than us, and so it was you know, sort of like the rest of the community in Victoria, you know, we worry but we understand the necessity of doing it, but at the same time, like I said before, we thought we see the end of the tunnel with a bit of light.
I think this is our new normal. How about yourself, how are you coping with that sort of swinging back round to where we were a few months ago?
Same thing. I'm happy that my suburb where I live is in the clear for now.
I'm glad you said it for now. I think it's going to...
I guess we take one day at a time. We all listen to the news, waiting for the Premier to say his bid, and then, I've got a new word for the situation. My favourite word is bizarre.
Well, it's better than unprecedented, which is being done to death, so I'll take bizarre.
I'll say that in my own language.
I can't translate, I'm sorry, Fong, but... Yeah, you've commented and on the change in how the team have had to work and get used to that. And a few of the COVID, and most of the COVID sessions I've had from staff that, there's been things they've changed that to start with were a challenge, but they've really enjoyed it, and it's kind of brought out different skill sets and they've met different people. So has the interpreting service found elements of that? Or?
Yes, because I think some of us older people were pretty bad with technology.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, I speak for myself, and I thought Zoom was just the most difficult thing that I ever had to do.
Yeah.
But we're so used to it now, it's become second nature. I think everyone in the office is quite comfortable with it. We've also started to do telehealth, which I also thought might cause some issues. So everyone, you know, has jumped on board. We know this is what we need to do. The thing that's at the heart of our work is our patients and delivering the best care we can. So if telehealth, you know, is a lot better than using the phone, we will adapt. And we have been, we've had a few calls. It's not great with our elderly patients who don't have, you know, the smartphones or the computers.
Yes.
But when we've done it and it's worked, and it's worked well.
Yeah, great. Yes. And how's it gone in terms of, you know, I'd imagine now, as well as at the beginning, the messaging from government and therefore from health services is changing pretty rapidly.
Yes.
Have you managed to translate that to the various communities that the interpreting services cover to kind of try and keep that community up to speed with why this is happening or what it's for or how to do X? Has that been a challenge for you?
I think most of our patients are aware. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any problems when we've said we need to use the phone because we can't travel.
Do they have concerns about coming into the hospital for services or care?
Absolutely. But I think like Lynn said, contrary to the media portraying of the ethnic or people from language, actually we more aware, sometimes aware too much.
Yes.
And some of the elderly too much. Yeah. And they too scared and they become overloaded, and the only thing is, like you say, they still think normally, our people go to hospital is something like go to the guillotine or something, you never return. So now, under the COVID world, they imagine that. And some of them never been back here since the lockdown. So they thought that it must be a very scary place. They didn't know what we have put in place in this hospital. Okay. Actually, I said to many of them, it's safer. It's safer in the hospital than probably out there. And they were surprised, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But I think our job is helping both the government, our health services, and everybody else who want our help to translate, to interpret it. And I think it's time like this, we see that either we play our role as interpreter at work or in our community, we're all community leaders in many ways, we help it out in the community as well. Yeah. So this has been a very rewarding experience that you also then you wanted.
Yes, it's a great role that you're playing in terms of those communities that don't speak English and maybe getting the wrong messages or overloading on those messages to come and. Because that's one of my main concerns is that our community that need care and should be coming for care don't actually come to the hospital because they're scared or being too compliant or...
Particularly when some pregnant ladies, just say that I've got an appointment, I don't want to cancel it because I'm too scared, I'm with a baby. And so our roles here is to immediately tell them what's the reality, how stringent it is, we put in place because it's very important, I think.
Yeah, cool. And Lily, forget that Lynn's sitting there, or I'm sitting here. In terms of Western Health supporting you to do your job, do you feel that we're doing that well, or can we do it better, or are the things we could be adapting
to? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because actually Lynn can be sitting there. I've actually said this personally to her. I said, once all this is over, I'm going to personally write an email to Tash and to yourself to thank you for everything that you've basically done, like not in groups of, departments, but in general for everyone.
Yeah,
the support has been amazing, not just from the hospital, but from outside, as we know, the little parcels that have been handing out the food, much appreciated, the wellness hub.
Yeah.
That was an awesome idea. We've felt the support. We're very grateful for it. And I can only imagine how difficult your job must be and Tasha's job when our job has been so difficult compared to normal and it's a minor role that we play.
No, it's the other way around, Lily. Yeah, we get the minor role because you do the great work.
No, I'm not asking for a pay rise. This is really, what I feel.
You won't be getting one anyway.
No, oh, damn.
Then I'll say no straight away.
No, she's right. Lily has been saying that she's waiting to write this email. I think I can speak for most of my staff, if not all. We feel really well supported. I have spoken to my colleagues in other health services. They're really surprised that we all have face shields.
I see Lynn's got hers and she's wearing hers. The team have all got them, which is great. Yes, I've got mine.
Decorated.
Oh, competitions, we like that.
I'm well supported by my manager and Julia. And, I feel safer here than going home.
I think one of the most significant things that I noticed is communication. I think that is so important in a time like this. We feel distant from each other, We don't see each other and communication. And I think the communication of our service and through you and all others to communicate daily and keep us informed and feel supported, I think is very important. I felt very much so, yeah.
Thank you. It's great. And the team do a great amount of work. So Kathy Somerville and her team, and I know even working with yourselves to translate that into different languages for our internet sites has been hugely beneficial for the community.
But also having that quick reference guide really helped us at the start for, you know, the grumblings and, you know, well, I'm sorry, but this has come from upstairs. And we need to abide by it. We blame Russell.
My name must have been taken in vain so many times.
No, just upstairs in general.
Them.
So, no, that really helped with conflict and, you know, getting the message across that, you know, it's for everybody.
And how have your families reacted to the fact that you're working in healthcare and in a hospital and you're coming to work, which is hugely appreciated, but have the families been supportive and understanding?
My mother-in-law, she lives in Maidstone, and one day she rang up and said, Fong, you and your wife, both of you working with your Karen's working with the elderly and you work in the hospital. What about I'll give you $500 to stop working? It's dangerous.
Well, I'm glad you said no to the mother-in-law. Wouldn't have made you very popular, Fong, I'm sure.
So I think, you know, of course, family concern about us. We're in the thick of it. But even though, imagine if we've been like in New York and somewhere, you know, that would be very, very worrying. So I would be lying to say that our family are just blasé about it. They're concerned. But at the same time, it's up to us. And we believe that there are, you know, a time not to be heroic, but to be heroes and heroine. But not, I'm only joking. But no, I think it's just time we realize that somebody have to do it, the job, and we are glad that we are doing it together with others. Because I said to my mother-in-law, Moms, if you realize everyone just like you, we will have none people in the hospital, nobody at all. And it will
be really challenging.
And then she realized that, she said,
As long as it's not you, though, Fong, that's what she probably said.
My family's been really supportive.
Yeah.
They're a bit blasé about it now, though. My husband initially used to say, you know, take care, be careful. But now he doesn't even say that. So,
you have to have a word with him, Lynn.
I think they've realised that, you know, we have told them we're well looked after. I've taken photos of me with the face shields and, they have that. Don't seem to have any concerns at all.
Same
as my family. I will actually use the word that Fong said, blasé. I wouldn't call them blasé, my immediate family, husband and two daughters. The only rule was when it first started, they said, Mum, leave the shoes at the front door. That was the only thing. Everything else was fine.
But Lily, you're lucky. Business as my usual. Wife say in the first few days, take off your clothes. And I say, in front of the children.
I've heard that before from a few people that they get stripped at the front door and run up the stairs to the shower. So, it's great. But it's one of them challenges that I know that family members are duly concerned, but also probably equally quite proud that you're helping out the community and patients. And it's probably a different balancing act for them to sort of get straight. But
my boys, they always proudly say, but my dad worked in the hospital.
Yeah, that's great. But as I say, I mean, I said at the beginning, it's the whole team that cares for a patient. Yeah. And as Lynn said, you know, you can't give best care if the patient can't interact with the clinical team. So it's a hugely important role. So anyway, is anyone feeling brave yet? Are you going to throw some questions my way?
How are you supported at home?
much like you've been saying, I've got two boys and a wife and they kind of much same. Leave your kit at the door and your shoes and, you know, go and get a wash. But I think they're pretty they ground you, I think, because they're not in this environment. They've got nothing to do with healthcare. So it's quite a good escape to go home and not deal with healthcare. Maybe the phone goes fairly regularly, so they still kind of get interrupted a bit. But no, they've been great. And they kind of understand that this is different and it will take my time more than it probably should, and they understand and tolerate that, I guess is the word I'd use. But yeah, so it's been interesting.
Yeah, it's difficult, it's interesting. I really miss my other team. Not being able to interact with them, but we will accept it, we'll do it for as long as it takes, and we will keep going. Try to keep spirits up. You know, we have a lot of jokes and
I would never have guessed it from you three. If you're representing, then it's a lively place.
It's very lively. We've had competitions about who could bring the best sweets in, and we're going to have.
I think she's who can decorate the facial the best. Yeah, Lily's setting off already.
No one's challenged me, actually.
Oh, I can't compete against Lilia.
Yeah, she got the best one. So.
Well, you know, there's a challenge down, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, no. Mm. But, no, but it's great. So, you know, I'm really proud that you guys have come to work, continue to serve the community. And I think, as Fong was saying, the fact that you're going back to your families and communities and spreading the message and the word is massively helpful. And Western Health is great because a lot of our staff live in our communities and are part of. Yeah. Yeah. And I think just sharing that education and the knowledge and trying to correct some of those, you know, that's apprehensions right. or misinformation that's out there is massively valuable. So, keep up the great work, guys.
We really, really value your support.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how I even express it. That means a lot to us, and what you've said to us today. I'll get all the interpreters to listen to it because it'll mean a lot to them.
Yes,
no, it's great. Sorry, Fonga.
Yeah, I think like a captain, you know, of a ship. You know, we go to stormy weathers, and then to have someone calm, friendly, you know, communicative, and be assuring, you know, very assuring. And I think that's a time when thing can be kept a secret. You know, staff only need to know this and that and that. I think Western Health has been a unique, very open and very open and asking for suggestion and feedback from us. I think and a session like this, I think it's just fantastic, really. And so congratulations, Russell, and thank you.
I'd like to take the credit, but there's a whole team that does this at Western. So we're fortunate to have a huge amount of great leaders.
Well, that we are. Thank you. And it gives us strength and, you know, to keep going and keep doing our job well. And the interpreter's going to be really happy to hear this.
Well, I hope so. I just have my fingers crossed that they won't berate you guys for not asking any difficult questions.
No, I was very diplomatic this morning.
And Lily will come back with no pay rise.
No, sadly no pay rise.
No, we were very diplomatic about it this morning when I thought, first I asked the team at Footscray I asked them, and then this morning I said, unfortunately we're at Footscray and none of you can come here. So.
You never know. We might take the roadshow to Sunshine and do one over there.
Maybe.
But no,
it is what it is. Yeah.
It's great that we've been able to continue to provide service and, as you say, interpreters across all of our sites, whether it be on phone, in person, in the Zoom world and the Ethernet. Yeah, you play a great part, and in all sincerity, you know, huge thank you, because I always say there's only two types of staff at Western Health. There are those that provide direct patient care and those that support it, and both bits of the piece give best care. So a huge thank you. Yeah. Keep up the great work and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the COVID Catch-Ups, and please feel free to share any of these episodes with any of your colleagues who you think might be interested.